Want to mention the homecoming king is Ross Miller, and the homecoming queen is Macy Kepler. So Ross Miller and Macy Kepler, the new royalty for Vandalia High School. So we're just about set to go. Second half, 49-8. The Vandals with the lead, and they will have the football to start off second half. So Staunton takes the field. The Vandals get set to take the field as well, leading 49-8 here at halftime. So we will be in continuous clock with a 40-point lead for the Vandals. The Vandals scored on all but one of their possessions. The one they did not was when they fumbled and Staunton recovered. But we are set to go second half. Vandals leading it 49-8. As we get it underway, squib kick. Vandals have to just fall on it at the 39. Vandals kind of having some trouble on that. They've lost the last two times with onside attempts, last week against Greenville and this week. So the Vandals will have this one. And it'll be at about... it'll be just right at the 40. So the Vandals take over at their own 40. And it is Andrew Casey in at quarterback for the Vandals. And Brody Matthews in at running back for the Vandals. So the Vandals with a running clock, continuous clock in the second half. Andrew Casey will get some time here at quarterback. And he hands it off to Matthews, who has a short gain ahead to about the 42, 43-yard line. So the Vandals, I see some younger guys in the game for sure. I see a couple others I'll get to you in a minute. Number 27, Kendall Mestrick out there. Saw him a little bit 2 weeks ago. The Vandals, Andrew Casey out there at quarterback. Of course, he started the first two games of the year. The Vandals started 2-0. Two receivers on each side for Andrew Casey on a second down and 8. Puts a man in motion, that is Nestrick. They're going to give it to Nestrick. He's able to break a tackle, but then he's going to be brought down at about the 41, loss of about a yard, third down and 9. So it is third down and 9 for the Vandals coming up. Third down and 9 for the Vandals coming up, just underway second half. Vandals lead it 49-8. Three receivers line up left. One man to the right. It is Matthews in the backfield with Andrew Casey, who's from the pistol formation. Play clock down to 15. Andrew Casey takes a high snap, rolls, looking to get away, gets a nice block, gets some help, pass away, incomplete, nearly intercepted by Staunton. Andrew was in all kinds of trouble. Nearly picked off by Elliott Frank, in and out of his hands as he was diving for it. And the Vandals will be forced to punt, and that is also Andrew Casey. Oh, clock at 9.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. We are in running clock in the second half of the Vandals with a 49-8 lead. And, of course, it stays that way regardless. Even if the game gets tied, it stays that way. So a fourth down and 9 for the Vandals. As Andrew Casey drops back to kick. He gets a snap. Long, good punt. Head to the 25. And the Vandals will bring the Staunton return man down at the 31-yard line. So that's where Staunton will take over. The Vandals with the lead as we just get going, really, in the second half. The Vandals' first possession, first time they punted tonight. And Staunton will take over at their own 31-yard line. 8 minutes, 30 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Leonard in at quarterback from the shotgun. Two receivers line up right, one man in the backfield with him. That is Oller, and they will give it to Oller. And he's able to run ahead all the way to about the 38-yard line or so. A nice run by Oller on first down. And it's going to bring up the second down and about three coming up. Second down and two, maybe. Second and two coming up for Staunton from their own 38-yard line. Second down and two for Staunton from their own 38-yard line. Leonard takes the snap, hands it off. This is Oller, pushes through the pile. Did not get the first down, however, but he got stopped about the 40, going to be about a yard short, and it'll bring up third down and one. Third down and one for Staunton coming up from their own 40. 7 minutes, 20 seconds remaining in this third quarter. We are in running clock with the Vandals with a 49-8 lead. Third down and one for Staunton from their own 40-yard line. Two receivers to the right. Leonard, Oller in the backfield with him, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself. He's going to have enough for the first down ahead to the 44. Staunton gets the first down as Leonard on the quarterback keeper. Ran it around right tackle, picks up what he needed for the first down. And Staunton with a first down here. Head near the 44-yard line. Staunton near their own 44 on a first and 10. Two receivers line up right. Leonard takes the snap, hands it off to Oller. Randall's got a hand on him in the backfield. Now he's got a big run ahead to the 30, 25, 20, and finally going to be ran down and knocked out of bounds at about the 15-yard line deep into Vandal territory. The Vandals had a chance to wrap him up for no gain, but he was able to break that tackle, and once he did, he got right through the defense. Brent McCarty ran him down, and it looks like he went out of bounds at the 14, so Staunton will have it ahead at the Vandal 14-yard line, and we are better than halfway through this third quarter. So it is a first and 10 for Staunton at the Vandal 14-yard line. One receiver each side. Leonard takes the snap, gives it to Oller, trying to get outside, and he's going to be tackled at about the 11. Kobe Lux with the tackle. As it will bring up a second down and seven from the Vandal 11-yard line. Second and seven from the Vandal 11 for the Staunton Bulldogs. They will have three men in the backfield, Leonard and two running backs. They will hand it to Oller this time, and he's going to be tripped up pretty much at the line of scrimmage. And it'll bring up a third down and seven coming up. So a third down and seven coming up for Staunton from the Vandal 11-yard line. 4 minutes, 55 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Vandals lead it 49-8. Leonard from the shotgun takes the snap, keeps it himself, rolls left. He's in some trouble, and he's going to be tripped up. Back at about the 17, Cole Yarborough with the tackle. And it'll bring up a fourth down and about 12 coming up for Staunton. So a fourth down and 12 coming up for the Staunton Bulldogs. 4 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Vandals lead it 49-8. Fourth down and 12 for Staunton coming up from the Vandals 16-yard line. Two receivers left. Leonard from the shotgun gives a handoff to Oller. Trying to get to the outside. Gets a nice stiff arm, and he's going to have what he needs for the first down ahead to the four. So it is a first and goal. Oller to the near side. Coming up with a nice yard. He's got the nice stiff arm. And it'll bring up a first down and goal for Staunton at the Vandal 4-yard line. Oller with a nice run. Staunton, by the way, going left to right here in this third quarter. 3.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Staunton on a first and goal from the 4. Leonard with Taylor and Oller in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. Gives it to Oller straight through the middle, and he picks up a yard, maybe two. It'll bring up second and goal from about the two. Actually, the three. Second and goal from about the three coming up. For Staunton. Actually, where they're spotting it at, just outside the two. Second down and goal from about the two. 2 minutes, 55 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Second down and goal for Staunton from the two. Two receivers left. Leonard hands off to Oller, runs into a pile, nowhere to go. And it'll bring up a third and goal for Staunton. Third down and goal for Staunton. Let me give him a... I don't think he gained anything, but it looks like they're going to give him a head to the one. Third down and goal from the one. 2 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Third down and goal from the one. Leonard with Oller in the backfield with him. One receiver each side. Third and goal from the one. They give it to Oller. He looks to get into the end zone, and he does for the touchdown. Oller with a one-yard touchdown run. That comes at the 2:04 mark here in the third quarter. The only time the clock does stop is when you got to score. So Oller with the touchdown for the Staunton Bulldogs, making it 49-14, pending the extra point. And Staunton will be attempting their first extra point of the night. Snap is back. The kick is up. It is blocked by the Vandals. And the Vandals' lead is 49-14. So 49-14 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Sloan Implement at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia is your John Deere dealer. For a new John Deere or for parts or service, stop by and see them on West Main Street in Vandalia or give them a call at 283-4305. That's 283-4305 for Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Vandalia. At Sloan Implement in Vandalia, growing strong since 1931.
Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated specializes in hauling grain, rock, and equipment. They also have a welding and repair shop, and they're locally owned and operated. That's Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated. You can reach them at 618-339-7239. That's 618-339-7239. Again, 618-339-7239 for Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated.
A couple of sponsors do want to recognize. We've got an opportunity here. DC Concrete and Construction owner Dustin Chandler and his crew can handle residential and commercial work. They handle foundations, flat work, and stacked concrete. Call them at 618-267-2571. Visit their website, dcconcreteandconstruction.com, or find them on Facebook at DC Concrete and Construction. Vandals on the return. This is McCarty. Head to the 45. He's across midfield, now into Staunton territory, and ahead to about the 35-yard line. McCarty with a nice return into Staunton territory, and that's where the Vandals will take over. Vandals' lead is now 49-14. Also want to recognize Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated. They specialize in hauling grain, rock, and equipment. Also have a welding and repair shop. They're a locally owned and operated business. Reach them at 618-339-7239. That's Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated. So the Vandals will have it at the Staunton 34-yard line. We're down to a minute 20 remaining in this third quarter. Andrew Casey is in at quarterback. Kobe Lux, the receiver, he is to the left. Two receivers line up to the right for the Vandals. And the running back is Matthews. Brody Matthews in there and running back. I believe it's Kendall Nestrick. Trying to see the other receiver. I'll get that in a moment as Andrew Casey gets set to take the snap from the pistol. And hands it off to Matthews, who breaks a tackle. Got ahead to about the 31 before he was pushed back. Who that other receiver is for the Vandals. I believe it's Camden Ruitt. Camden Ruitt and Kendall Mestrick are the receivers to the right on that play. I think they're going to be back on that lineup again. And Kobe Lux is lined up to the left, only receiver. Vandal's going right to left in this third quarter, but this third quarter is almost over. Second down and 8 for the Vandals from the Sauten 32-yard line. And I think the Vandals are just going to let the clock run out on the third quarter, and that is what they're going to do. So the Vandals will let the clock run out on the third quarter. We will take a break, come back fourth quarter here on WKRV.
We've still got some hot days to go, but before you know it, the first chill will blow through the air. Well, whether it's servicing your AC or making sure your furnace is good for the winter, the place to call is Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. No matter the make or model, Hunter's can take care of it for you. And if it's time for a new one, Hunter's can get you set up. So stop by and see them at 5th and Orchard in Vandalia or call 283-3224. 283-3224. Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
Get a great meal 7 days a week at Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia. Mary Ann's has daily lunch specials. They also have their famous fried chicken on both Friday and Sunday. Mary Ann's is open 8 to 1 on Monday, 6 to 2 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6 to 7 on Friday, 6 to 1 on Saturday, and 8 to 2 on Sunday. That's great food anytime, Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia.
Back here as we get started in the fourth quarter, Vandals with the football, second down and 8 from the Staunton 32. Three receivers will line up right, one to the left. I believe that is Kobe Lux to the left. Vandals going left to right here in this fourth quarter. Andrew Casey takes a high snap, and now he's just going to run it himself. And Andrew runs into the pile ahead to about the 24. Going to be close to a first down. He may have gotten it. Yeah, he did. So a first down for the Vandals. The high snap, so Andrew just went ahead and ran it himself and ends up getting the first down. Head to about the 24-yard line. So just underway, fourth quarter, running clock as the Vandals lead it 49-14. They led 49-8 at halftime. So continuous clock, and a lot of folks are going ahead and heading for the gates. With an early start, 6:30 start due to homecoming. Andrew Casey, nope, different quarterback in. It is Patty McDowell in a quarterback. And he hands this one off and a run ahead to about the 20. That is Brody Matthews. So Patrick McDowell in a quarterback. So McDowell in a quarterback. And about a 3-yard run there. Second down and 7 for the Vandals from Staunton 20. So the Vandals, their third quarterback of the night. Two receivers line up right, one left. It is Brody Matthews in the backfield with Patty McDowell. Two receivers each side. Play clock down to 14. And we're in running clock in this second half. McDowell puts a man in motion. That is Nestrick. Instead, McDowell's going to keep it himself. Bounces outside. Gets ahead to about the 10, I believe, on the far side of the field. And it is another first down for the Vandals. So a first down for the Vandals. Head to Staunton's 12. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Ahead to the 12. McDowell on the run that time for the first down. Other new faces out there. Benton Dively in for the Vandals. Two receivers line up right, one left. And two men in the backfield now. It's Dively and Matthews. From the shotgun is McDowell with two running backs back there with him. He takes a high snap, hands it off to Dively, who fights and gets to about the 10, pickup of about 2, second and 8. Second down and 8 to head to about the 10-yard line. Second down and 8 for the Vandals, ahead to the 10. Clock is rolling. 9 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals lead it 49-14. With a second and 8 from the Staunton 10-yard line. Patty McDowell in at quarterback for the Vandals. Two receivers line up right. One left. Dively and Matthews in the backfield for the Vandals. Takes a high snap, hands it off. This is Dively trying to get to the outside, find some room, and he's going to get down near the goal line. Looks like he's going to be brought down. See where they spotted at, maybe about the two, maybe the three, actually, well, it looks like. Or did he get the first down? He did. Well, good job by Dively on that run. He gets the first down, and it's first and goal for the Vandals. Down to the one. So they spotted at the one, and the Vandals have it first and goal from the one. 8 minutes, 10 seconds on the clock. Vandals are taking a lot of time. They lead it 49-14. Two receivers line up right, one left. McDowell takes a high snap again. Hands it off. This is Dively into the end zone. Touchdown, Vandals. That is Dively. He gets the one-yard touchdown run. And it comes at the 7:59 mark here in the fourth quarter. And the point after coming up in just a moment for the Vandals. So the Vandals lead 55-14 pending the extra point. Vandals with a 55-14 lead pending the extra point. 7:59 remaining in the game. Cole Durbin ready to go. The snap is back. The kick is up, and it is good. So the point after is good, and the Vandals lead it 56-14. 56-14 is our score. The Vandals on top of the Staunton Bulldogs. 7:59 remaining. Take a break on WKRB.
Whether you're looking for new tires or quality used tires, the place to go, Rock Bottom Tire at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia, next to the Chuck Wagon. Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized dealer of Milestar Tires. Milestar Tires come with a road hazard warranty. See dealer for details. You can also get your oil change at Rock Bottom Tire. You can also give Jimmy a call, 618-699-5535. That's 618-699-5535. For Rock Bottom Tire, 1720 North 8th Street, next to the Chuck Wagon in Vandalia. Shelley's Burger Station in downtown Vandalia is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a tremendous breakfast menu. Shelley's Burger Station has dine-in and outdoor seating, a drive-up window, and carryouts are available. That's Shelley's Burger Station at 615 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia.
Vandals about set to kick it away, leading now 56-14, 7:59 remaining. And it is a kickoff for Staunton, picks it up at the 25. And Staunton's return man trying to get to the outside, tripped up at about the 36. Return man number 9, Evan Tanner. Touchdowns brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's, 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. So Staunton will have the football at their own 36-yard line, 7 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in the game. Hand off here to Oller, straight up the middle, broke a couple of tackles, and he's going to have a first down, gets it all the way up to the 50 before he is brought down. Ball at midfield for the Staunton Bulldogs. They have a first and 10 from the 50. 6 minutes, 45 seconds remaining in the ball game. Vandals lead it 56-14. Leonard, two men in the backfield with him, going to be Taylor and Oller. Two receivers line up to his left. He takes a snap, hands this one off to Taylor. Straight up the middle, Taylor is. And to the 45, five-yard pickup, second down and 5. Staunton into Vandal territory. Second down and 5 coming up for Staunton. And we are about halfway through this fourth quarter. Two receivers line up left. Leonard takes the snap, hands this one off to Ollers, trying to get to the outside. He's able to break a couple of tackles, stays on his feet, still on his feet, down the sideline, down to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Staunton, or did he step out of bounds? Nope, touchdown. Oller with a 45-yard run down the far sideline, and the Staunton Bulldogs are back on the board, so Oller is at a big second half. And Oller with the touchdown here, 45-yard touchdown run. This comes with 5 minutes and 52 seconds remaining in the game, so that makes it 56-20, and looks like Staunton going to go for two. Or no, nope, they're going to go extra point attempt. Their last one was blocked. They converted on a two-point conversion in the second quarter, so they will attempt the point after here. Snap is back, the kick is up, and that kick is good. So the extra point is good, 56-21. The Vandals with the lead, 56-21. The Vandals with the lead after the Staunton touchdown. Take a break. Come back with the remainder of the fourth quarter here on WKRB.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother-of-pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
Are you in the market to build a new home? Do you want to tour three brand new homes showcasing quality construction features, the newest trends, and learn about our custom plan design process? Do you like the thought of a one-stop shop serving all of your new home needs from ground up? Do you want a reputable builder who has been in business over 25 years and has great references from local construction lenders and past clients? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then come to Pine Ridge Homes and check us out or look us up on Facebook.
Staunton will kick it away and caught by Kobe Lux at about the 10. He returns to the 25, to the 30, breaks a tackle, head to the 35 at the 37-yard line before he's brought down. Kobe Lux with a pretty good return. And the Vandals will take over there. So back to the clock running, 5.5 minutes remaining. So Patty McDowell in there at quarterback for the Vandals. The receivers will line up to the left. I see Robbins. And I believe it's Andrew Kreit, both line up to the left. One receiver lines up to the right. That is Camden Ruitt. Two men in the backfield. It will be Dively, who scored the touchdown on the last drive. And Matthews, I believe, is the other running back. Nope, going to question myself on that a little bit. I think that is Caden Hoffman out there running the football, and it is, and he gets the handoff. Had a little trouble with it, and Staunton read it, and they are in his grill, and he's going to lose a couple of yards. Hoffman had some nice carries, and the Vandals win 2 weeks ago against Gillespie. Second down and 12. Ball back at their own 35-yard line for the Vandals. 4 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the game. Two receivers line up left, one right. And to the right is Camden Ruitt. To the left, I believe, let's see, it is Andrew Kreip. And Carter Robbins lining up to the left. Vandals are letting the play clock run down quite a bit. Just let the clock run as much as possible inside 4 minutes remaining. Dow takes a snap, gives this one to Dively and Staunton, and they were in the backfield. They were all over the Vandals. They're going to lose 4, maybe 5 yards on this carry. They give him a very favorable spot up at about the 33. And it'll bring up a third down and about 15 coming up for the Vandals. 3.5 minutes remaining in the game. Vandal shuffle some guys in. Nestrick into the game. He's one of the receivers, one of the two receivers, along with Kripe lined up to the left. Two receivers to the right, Ruitt and Carter Robbins. And one man in the backfield, it is Hoffman now. So just one man in the backfield, third down and 15 for the Vandals. Dowell at quarterback on the third and 15. And, the snap is way over his head. And he's going to have to go back and get it, and he is tackled at the 10. So he did get on it, but the Vandals will have it all the way back at their own 10-yard line on a fourth down and about a million. Let's see, the ball was at the third and 15. So it's going to be a fourth and 35. Fourth and 35 coming up. See what the Vandals are going to do here. They're lined up like they're going for it, but I don't see that. 2 minutes, 20 seconds. They're going to let as much clock run off as they can. And I can't imagine the Vandals won't try to at least punt it out of here. 56-21, the Vandals with the lead. 2 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in the game. Let the play clock run down, and then the Vandals are going to take a timeout here. So the Vandals will take a timeout with 2:06 left. So they just let as much time run off as they could before they take the timeout. And I'm assuming we'll punt it away. Ball was at their own 10-yard line. So 56-21 is our score, 2:06 remaining in the game. And that'll run off pretty quickly with continuous clock. The Vandals, I'm assuming, will punt it away, and it is Andrew Casey out there set to punt it away for the Vandals. Andrew Casey back about a yard into his own end zone, waiting to punt it away on a 4th and 37. Now back to him. Andrew, nice high kick caught by Staunton and immediately tackled. Brent McCarty brings down the return man at about the 37. And that is where Staunton will take over with a minute 50 remaining. Back to running clock after the timeout by the Vandals. So a minute 40 remaining. Clock is running as Staunton comes out. Play clock not started yet. And the clock is running inside 90 seconds remaining now in the game. The Vandals will improve to 7-0 on the season. They will be at North Mac to take on the Panthers next Friday night. First and 10 from the Vandal 36. Leonard takes the snap, hands it off. New running back in for Staunton, number 32. He is brought down in on the tackle, Aiden Carroll. At running back, number 32 is Gabe Baker for Staunton. He picks up, lost like about a yard, maybe two there, second down and 12, inside a minute remaining. So Aiden Carroll with the tackle on the running back, Baker. 56-21, the Vandals looking to wrap it up here in a bit. Leonard from the shotgun takes the snap, gives it back to Baker. Tries to get outside. The Vandals missed a tackle. Now several Vandals come in on a tackle ahead at about the 30 on the far side of the field. Aiden Carroll was in there again. And I believe Brody Matthews in on that tackle. Because of about 7, it'll bring up a third down and 5. And there are about 12 seconds on the clock, and that may be it. And that will be it. 56-21. The Vandals will win it here tonight as they defeat the Staunton Bulldogs, and the Vandals improve to 7-0 on the season. Staunton falls to 3-4 on the year. 56-21 is our final. Take a break, come back, wrap this one up on WKRB.
Are you ready for old man winter to show up? Don't be left reaching for extra blankets when the weather gets cold. Call Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning today to get that heating system primed and ready. If your old system is worn out, Stumbaugh's can set you up with a new high-efficiency system that can save you money on your energy bills. Remember, Stumbaugh's have been around for more than 104 years and can service any make or model. Stumbaugh's also carry a complete line of air filtration and indoor air quality products to eliminate problems with allergies and dust. And don't forget that whole house humidifier to take care of those dry sinuses and annoying static electricity problems. Call Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning today at 283-0142 or stop by 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Check them out on the web at stumbaugh's.com. Stumbaugh Heating and Air Conditioning is your local factory authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts.
K-Marsh Insurance in Vandalia offers a wide variety of insurance policies and plans. K-Marsh Insurance is at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. You can also find them online at kmarshinsurance.com. You can find them on Facebook as well. That's K-Marsh Insurance. Protect your legacy.
Call Brickyard Builders LLC for your next construction job. Brickyard Builders LLC can take care of all new construction and post-frame construction. And Brickyard Builders also is the call to make for any additions, decks, and exterior remodels. Call Landon Fiesel and Brickyard Builders at 618-367-3894. 618-367-3894. That's 618-367-3894 for Brickyard Builders LLC.
Bank of Hillsborough is now Constitution Bank. I'm Carly Forson, Vandalia Branch Manager. While our name has changed, we're still your community bank, just like we've been since 1869. Still locally owned, still headquartered in Hillsborough, and still right here with the same team, the same values, and the same commitment to helping you grow. From your first account to your next big step, we're with you all the way. Constitution Bank, here for you, here for good. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I did, I will, I am. Just a few simple words symbolic of the growth and opportunity that alumni, high school graduates, and current students enjoy at Kaskaskia College. With dozens of rewarding career and trade programs to choose from, KC offers real-world curriculum, giving graduates every advantage for a promising career. Interested in a four-year degree? Our transfer programs can jumpstart your way to earning a bachelor's. To learn more, visit kaskaskia.edu today, because success starts here.
All your diner favorites are ready to order at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Just head out to your hometown Vandalia Denny's off Interstate 70 next to the Pilot Truck Stop in Vandalia and order up all your diner favorites. Also, download the Denny's app. That gives you the ease of ordering your diner favorites online at your hometown Vandalia Denny's.
Final here tonight, as the Vandals get the victory over the Staunton Bulldogs here on homecoming night for the Vandals. Vandals improved to 7-0 on the season, and Staunton falls to 3-4 on the year. Vandals will be at North Mac next Friday night to take on the North Mac Panthers. They came into tonight's game at 2-4 on the year. 56-21 is our final here tonight as the Vandals get the victory over the Staunton Bulldogs on homecoming 2025. For Gavin Renfro back in the studio, I'm Todd Stapleton. We say good night from Mark Greer Field. Little hitch and go here from Stumbaugh. He's going to go deep. He's got a man. It is Connor DePue. Caught. Touchdown.
Vandals football on 107.1 FM, WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app, is presented by Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated and Shelley's Burger Station. It's also brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville, Heck Chevrolet, United Fidelity Bank, ProWire, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, First National Bank of Brownstown, This Trucking in Alma, Land of Lincoln Credit Union, Copper Penny and Blind Society in downtown Vandalia, McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance, Connexus, F&B Financial Advisors, Brock Brandon and Scott Kramer, Timmerman & Company, Silkworm, Wilms & Associates, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Aaron Alderson, Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, Bulk Plant Resale, Apollo's Floor Covering and Home Deck Rating Center, Murray's Steakhouse, Sloan Implement, Dynamic Dental Group, Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated, Hunter Appliance Heating and Air, Marianne's Restaurant, Rock Bottom Tire, Spin and Spray, Shelley's Burger Station, Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, Driftstone Pueblo and St. Elmo, Pine Ridge Homes, Hosick Motors, Stumbaugh's Heating and Cooling, K-Marsh Insurance, Brickyard Builders, Durbin's Overhead Door, DC Concrete and Construction, Constitution Bank, Lock Flooring Innovations, Kaskaskia College, and your hometown Vandalia Denny's. It's time for your community calendar. It's brought to you by Central Illinois Truck Service in Greenville. The final farmers market of the season will be on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. in downtown Vandalia. There will be better than 20 vendors. Seroptimus International will be selling scarecrows while they last. Fayette County Cancer Fund will have a cruise in against cancer. It will be on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It'll be at O'Reilly Auto Parts, 1621 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Vandalia Christian Academy holding a spaghetti dinner. It will be on Sunday from noon to 1:30 at Center Point Church, the former Rule King building in Vandalia. The meal is by donation. Central Illinois Truck Service in Greenville during the month of October offering a free air system inspection. Also 20% off air dryer cartridge parts only. For more information, call them at 618-664-2646. At 618-664-2646 for Central Illinois Truck Service in Greenville.